The Alberta government has released its new policy on coal development. The policy contains hefty increases in royalties and tougher environmental regulations. Jeff Davey reports.
The new policy reflects the Alberta government's long-held view of getting a fair price for a depleting non-renewable resource. The royalty structure has changed from a fixed 10 cents a ton to a flexible schedule. It ranges from a minimum of 5% to a maximum of 50% on production. But the Minister of Energy, Don Getty, says he doubts whether that 50% figure would ever be reached. He says the average royalty would be between 9 and 20%. There will also be equity participation in future coal developments through the Alberta Energy Company. There will have to be a security deposit for land reclamation, and the government also has the power to set the price for coal and to decide the timing of coal developments. The province is categorized into four areas for exploration and development. Mr. Getty says this new policy is realistic, but concedes it could have an adverse effect on the industry in Alberta.
I think that the industry will consider it a restrictive policy, and that I think if there are provinces more aggressive than this in attempting to attract coal development, you will find that some potential developments will leave our province and go elsewhere, yes.
The new royalty schedule goes into effect on July 1st and is anticipated to be in effect for at least 10 years. Instead of the $1 million a year the government now receives from coal production, it will in future receive about $23 million. Jeff Davey, CBC News, Edmonton.
The coal mining industry has been waiting for years for Alberta's new policy. As Ken McCreath reports, the industry isn't sure what the implications will be.
One thing is clear, power users in Alberta will have to pay more for their electricity. So will Ontario Hydro's customers and a couple of Eastern steel mills. Alberta's been outproducing the rest of the country by almost 2-1 over the last 10 years. The province's Energy Conservation Board says 20 billion tons of all types of coal remain in the ground. More than half of that can be recovered by mining. The rest will have to await the advance of technology. In Alberta, Calgary Power creates 65% of the province's electricity supply. Most of that power is generated from soft or thermal coal, the same kind Ontario Hydro uses in one big Toronto generating plant. Ontario Hydro wants up to 7.5 million tons from Alberta by 1981, if it can get it. Calgary Power uses about 5 million tons a year now, and will need twice as much in the next few years as it expands its output. The Eastern steel mills and those in Japan need hard metallurgical coal. It burns with a lot of heat. The Eastern mills want 3 million tons by 1978 and more in the future if rail and shipping problems can be cleared up. Japanese steelmakers already buy about half of Canada's coal production. It comes from mines along the Rocky Mountains. The Japanese have seen prices go up four times in the past decade to almost $60 a ton for top-grade coal. They're paying the world price. If Alberta's new royalty rate pushes the price of coal beyond the world prices, our major customers may start looking elsewhere. It concerns Garnet Page of the Coal Association of Canada.
An increase of, in a reasonable amount, to we'll say match the BC royalty on met coal, which is $1.50 a ton, would certainly keep us within a ballpark figure of world price. But I honestly don't know the impact of that formula on any mine. It could make some proposed mines uneconomic. It could make some just beautiful. We don't know.
The government will use a complicated formula to figure out the royalty rates. The valuable steelmaking coal will be hit the hardest. The thermal coal will have a lower rate. It's obvious the day of a 10-cent-a-ton royalty in Alberta coal is over. Ken McCreath, CBC News, Calgary.